And again, it's for the Heidegger tape, because this is such an amazing thing. It has to go down for prosperity. Are we recording? Are we on the air? Okay. We're saying, like,
the thing has been recording the whole time.
What?
There's a recording thing that's been recording the whole time since the beginning.
Yeah, where?
I don't know. My thing says recording since the beginning, I think.
On Rebbe's computer.
I'll have to see if I can find it. Okay. But we're saying like this. We're saying as follows. The Gemara has, again, we have a question. The Gemara has in a boy, Miga Makam Chazaka Amina La Amina. Poshib Shat, the Gemara has a boy, is who's stronger? Migo or Chazaka? At least that seems the way Typhus learned the boy. So we had a Kasha. How could the Gemara have such an a boy? We know Migo the Haitzi La Amina, and Chazaka and other prayers of Osmano works the Haitzi. So we said that it could be the Birer of Migoy is stronger than a Chazaka. And therefore, Migoy b'makom Chazaka Aminin. And yet, Migoy can't be Maitzi and Chazaka can be Maitzi. So we explained it like this. We said that Migoy, the Tumim says, this is a Tumim, that Migoy, there's a slight possibility that there's no proof at all. Because there's a chance that he didn't think of the other possibility. So there's a 2%, 3%, 4% chance that there's zero Birer. But on the side that he thought of it, there's an amazingly strong Birer. Chazaka is always a Birer. So the Gemara, could be saying, let me try and say again. So the Gemara is something like this. When Migoy fights a Chazaka, we don't look at the fact that there's a 2%, 3% that maybe there's no Migoy. Because that's a miyut. We don't worry about. We don't usually assume a yutim. So we look at the birer of the migui, which is, and it fights chazaka. So there's a tzad to say that the birer of migui is stronger than the birer of chazaka. But when the migui fights a muksik, since the yisayid of muksik is al tzienu misafek, so muksik hits the Achilles heel of the Migui. And the Mukzik says, Mr. Migui, you're a Suffolk, because there's a 2-3% chance that you're not right. So I can't be Mighty based on the Migui, because there's that 3% that you didn't think of it. Well, Chazaka is through and through. So Chazaka can be Mighty. Right? I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
I'm saying by the case of Chazaka, aren't we saying most people, if you're...
No, we're saying everybody, there's a certain human nature by all people, except that human nature, sometimes people go against the human nature, but there's always that human nature. Ain't other paretox mano. That doesn't mean it never happens, but when it happens, even when it doesn't happen, when it happens, it's a fluke of nature. It's not denying that the chazaka is true. Really, the guy wouldn't pay. But for some crazy reason, he went against his nature and he paid. But the chazaka, is universal. The chazaka says, person never pays toks mano. There's a natural force in a person that pushes him not to pay toks mano. Doesn't mean he'll never do it, because something can override it. But it's an override. But there's a chazaka that says, there's something in a person that makes that he will not pay toks mano.
People, why can't the chazaka say that he's the one of the 90 of the 100 people?
Because there is no one of 100 people. Everybody doesn't pay toks mano. Except even though everyone doesn't pay toks mano, sometimes they do it anyway. People don't...
why can't he attack that Achilles heel? Whatever that is.
There is no Achilles heel.
I blame myself. We know that it's shayach to happen.
This is like my Rabbi Sally saying probably. It's not like he's here. I'm saying that the human nature is that they don't like pay. They don't want to pay toks mano. Therefore, there's a proof of a chazaka that you didn't pay toks mano. Now we admit that even though that's human nature, sometimes, like Abai and Rava say, Zimin is Tamine Zuzay, sometimes something could have happened, a freak incident, and he went against his human nature. But even when he goes against his human nature, it's not that the Chazaka is not there. The Chazaka is there. So Chazaka is always there. Chazaka is universal. There's certain, by definition, Chazaka, I think, has to be universal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Chazaka. Chazaka is a law in psychology, in human nature. Ain't Adam Borea Togsmano, ain't Adam Torea Pesuda Mafsido, ain't Adam Bashkita. I don't know, that's something else, maybe. There are certain laws of these are psychologies of people which are universal, except that they're not, they could be overrided by a different cheshbon.
So
they create what?
Kavlamate of Lamandu.
So they create an umdana, they create a certain degree of proof, but there's for sure that degree of a proof. You have 100%, when you have a chazaka, you have 100% a proof which is 75% strong. When you have a migui, you have a 95% of a proof that might be even stronger. So when the migui fights chazaka, if the proof of migui is stronger than chazaka, the proof of migui wins. But migui can't be mighty, because migui is only 95% or 97% that there's a proof. That's a very nice svara. I happen to think, I mean, I probably did not make it up. I don't remember where I saw it. That the reason why migui ha'itzi lo amrinan, I mean, the Tumim says this. The Tumim says this for a few reasons. He basically says this also to answer questions like this. He wants to know why migui can't pater from a shvua, even though it's other things that are weaker than migui could pater from a shvua. He says the same idea, because migui has there's a certain possibility of suffix in a migui. So since the shvua is a fishing trip, so as long as there's some possibility of a suffix, we want a shvua.
When the Gemara has an eboy, is the Gemara's goofa deciding on this? When our Gemara
is suffix, the Gemara knows for sure. The Gemara knows already that migui is only 95% proof. And they know chazaka is 100% proof. They know that because migui can't be mighty and chazaka could be mighty. But their question is, what proof? How strong of a proof are they speaking? Migui might be 95% saying a proof which is very strong, while chazaka could be 100% saying a proof which is weaker. We don't know. Maybe even the proof of chazaka is stronger than migui. They know what I'm saying. There are two numbers. There's how strong of a, how much is saying it. Is it 95% or 100% saying it? And then what you say, right? So the in the number of how the chazaka is through and through, while migui is only 95%, because there's a 5% or whatever percent that you didn't think of it. But what it's saying, it's possible the birur of migui is stronger than the birur of chazaka.
So why is it that when it comes to muchzuk, right, they both have a weakness, right? So why is it that when it comes to fighting against muchzuk, the weakness
Because the weakness of muchzuk says man de kavin a keva yedach mebe asya, which means, excuse me. In English we call that al tzienu misafik. So chazaka, if it creates a 75% birur, that's not called a safik. That's
we
a
both have a maila and a chisarin in our speech.
Yeah, but the chisarin of a chazaka is not the muktzik can't hit it, because all muktzik says al tel tiana misafik. If you have a raya, then you're not being mighty misafik.
There is some lack in your view,
but I don't know what the level of when it says al tel tiana misafik. So apparently you don't need with the definition of safik is not anything less than 2 eidim. The definition of safik is anything less than the birur of chazaka. Chazaka is not called a safek. 75% proof is not called a safek. So when you say al tel tiana misafek, I say I'm not being made to you with safek. I'm being made to you with a proof. Now that proof is not conclusive, but it's a proof, and it's 100% proof. It's 100% that there is like 75% proof. So, so that's not called al datzien misafek.
When Migu fights Chazaka, after Chazaka just did a job that Migu can't do, but now in the ring, the Migu beats them. So what's the Mila and what's the Chasar? In other words, when it comes to Chazaka, he could take care of Chazaka, and you can't. But and when you guys fight against each other, then the guy who couldn't win Muchzik will beat you.
That's
so
right.
What is the Mila?
I'm trying to say that there are two numbers. It's just like I gave that very good example that there's a machloikas between Rabbi Sawi says it's Vaday Mutter, and Rabbi Yosha says it's probably Aser. So in the number of Vaday versus probably, Rabbi Sawi is better. But on the number of authority, Rabbi Yosha is better, right? So there's two factors. So the when it comes to authority, Chazaka has more authority than Migui, because Chazaka is 100%, while Migui is only 95% authority. Because Migui, there's a possibility that there might not be a Migui. It might be a phony. It might be an imposter. There might not be no Migui at all, because maybe you weren't Asigadaita. So in that dimension, the Chazaka is definitely stronger. But on what they say, well, the Migui might speak with a stronger voice than the Chazaka, just like Rabbi Sawi could speak with a stronger voice than Rabbi Yosef, right? So the Migui on the tzad that it's 95, the 95 of Migui says a stronger speech than the 100% of Chazaka. So therefore, Migui, okay, so let's try and continue, because now just to get to what Sandy said, so it could be like this, it's the end, but this would only fit into the end of the Shach. One thing is that the Shach is saying as follows, really, in this case, many people say that the man, by the we're talking about the woman wants to force a man to do chalitza, so that's called alahaitzi, because that's called alahaitzi. Why is that called alahaitzi? Because the man is muksik in himself. He doesn't want to do chalitza. You want to force me to do chalitza. That's called a haitzi. Migui la haitzi lo amrinin. So what the Shach, so the Enamaya say, okay, granted the Migui can't be the haitzi, but let's use, so why is she naman to say Eino Yacho? Because Ein Isha Me'iza can be Maitzi. So here also she has an Ein Isha Me'iza, which can be mighty, right? In other words, when she says lo nivalti, she has a, granted you can't use the migui to be mighty, but you can use the chazaka ein isha me'iza to be mighty. So says the Shach, she's saying lo nivalti. She wants to be used the chazaka of ein isha me'iza to be mighty, but against her chazaka of ein isha me'iza, there's a chazaka of lo muki and ishanafshe. Therefore, the two chazakas cancel out. And am I you left with a migui? Migui la haitzi lo amrinin. Right? In other words, in this case, you have a migui with a chazaka versus a chazaka and a muksik.
Yeah, so if we go back to the original status, she's a chiyav yibum. So it's just the opposite. He's not talking about that chazak.
I'm talking about we're leaving out, that's a cheskes din. I'm not discussing cheskes din here.
I'm saying he has a chiyav to give chalitza yibum.
Okay,
he has a chiyav.
I don't know. We're not bringing that in. You're just going to complicate the matter with that. We're not bringing that into the discussion. The din is, she wants to force him to do chalitza. he has al hilchos chayshem mishpat. You, when you want to force me to do something I don't want to do, that's called you want to be mighty for me. There's a mighty. You want to. There's a certain degree of being mighty. You want to be mighty me. So now she says, okay, but I can be mighty from you because I have a chazaka of eini shemiza, which is true. If she would say eino yako, she would have a chazaka of eini shemiza, and she could be mighty. If she says tok shloshem no nevalti, her chazaka of eini shemiza would be mighty from him. But now she says la'acher shloshem no nevalti. She has a chazaka of eini shemiza. But he counters her with a chazaka of lo muki and a shanafshe. So the two chazakas echo each other. So then she says, okay, but I got a migui. He says, well, you can't use a migui to be mighty mamin. So he says, well, okay, well, let's instead you use the migui to kill the chazaka, and then use the chazaka, you know, depends who fights who. So, if the two chazakas cancel out, then you can't use the migui to fight to be mighty. But let the migui kill the chazaka and then use the chazaka to be mighty. Okay, so that's what the shach says. You don't do that. Right? That was the confusion. I don't know if I got it, lost everybody. Is anyone here with me?
Rebbe just finished that last line. Why wouldn't we?
I feel like I just watched a boxing match.
Why wouldn't the chazaka say that?
The lady's chazaka could be mighty, right? The man has a counter chazaka. Now the lady has a migui, which could beat the man's counter chazaka, but the lady's migui can't be mighty. So the lady has. The lady has a chazaka and a migui. The man has a chazaka and a muksik. So if the two chazakas will fight each other and cancel out, so then you'll be left with a chazak with a migui versus a muksik, and migui loses.
I mean, what's the muksik?
If on the other hand,
what's the muksik?
He's holding the chalitza. He doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to do the chalitza. Just like you can't
take. Why is that a muksik? Why is that a muksik? It's not a monetary knas or something.
You're making me work for you. You're making me do something that I don't want to do. If I make you do something you don't want to do, you're being mighty.
That's called
me.
A muksik?
That could be like a muksik. Okay, so say a chiddush. There's a muksik. You want to be mighty. I don't want to do what you want me to do. You want me to do your chalitza. I don't want to do it. So you want to be mighty from me a certain job. So you want to be mighty for me, you know, you go to your gardener and says, you have to mow my lawn. I don't want to mow your lawn. So that's me mighty. So we say he doesn't want to be he doesn't want to do chalitza. So now he has a chazaka defending himself. She has two different ways she can destroy his chazaka. She can use her chazaka to destroy his chazaka. She can use her migui to destroy his chazaka. If you're going on the side, migui b'makom chazaka, I'm reading it. So it would depend. If she uses her migui to destroy his chazaka, then she's left with her chazaka, and her chazaka can be mighty. But if we allow the two chazakas to cancel out, then she's only left with the migui, and the migui can't be mighty.
This sounds like there should be a klal shef shmeitzer or something to tell us what to do in this case.
So it's what the shach might be saying is that we rather than that with that it's in the norm the what we do is that the chazakas cancel out rather than allow in this case the migui to fight the chazaka, we allow the two chazakas to fight each other. That's the more, you know, equals, and therefore we're left. Maybe also because chazaka's coming first, whatever, I think it's either svar exactly. And therefore, you're left with a migui, and the migui can't be mighty, because it's what we said, that migui has an Achilles heel, that it can't be mighty.
Rebbe, the chazaka
so
can't
now we're calling being mighty also? Not only is he muksik, but it's being mighty to make him do, to give a...
Same thing, those are the same thing. It's just two sides of the same coin. We're saying he's muktzik, that if you want to take it away.
Is this Rebbe's chiddush that we consider this to be considered mitzi slash muktzik, or is that a pashut thing?
Okay, I think I can't tell you. I don't remember. I think people say that, but I can't tell you for sure.
The var because we whether if we can't force him to do it, that makes him into like a muktzik or a mitzi situation.
He doesn't want to do something. If you want to force someone to do something he doesn't want to do, that's called a mitzi. You're being
so Bezin, in certain situations, Bezin will force him. Certain situations, Bezin will force him. If they won't force him, then by definition, it's considered a muchzik slash mitzvah.
If he doesn't want to do it, you have no basis to force him to do it. So that's called a mitzvah. So you have to bring a proof to prove that he has to do it. So the chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza is enough of a proof. But that chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza gets compromised, canceled out by the chazaka of Muki Inish and Afshe. So the two chazakas are gone. Now she's left with a migui. But migui is in our arena. And even though migui is stronger than chazaka, and chazaka can be mitzi, but we said migui has an Achilles heel that doesn't allow it to be mitzi.
What? I thought Rebbe said that was our klal number one, is that migui, at the end of the day, however Tzvi and whatever said, the Maisa, there's no standalone migu because that whole migu is only based on Ein Isha
Meis. It doesn't make a difference.
If they canceled out, there's no migu.
I'm sorry. Parship Shad is, I don't care what it's based on. At the end of the day, you're left with a migu. We don't care how the migu comes
but
about.
She couldn't say it.
She could. Okay, she could have said it. We said she could have said it. Okay, because she could have said, because she knows that she was married, so she obviously could have said it. So she has a
question on the shach is how the fight lines up.
Yes, now the shach is saying, I said this would only answer the end. I preference that there seems to be three steps in the shach. There's the first he says, then he says the Eina Akesh, and then he says something else, and then he says the Teda. And it seems like he's saying a third thing. So I'm only saying this at the end of the shach. Could be in the beginning of the shach, he's saying something else. Because this would not explain why the shach needs that the Einu Yocho is only Neman because of a chazaka. What I said is not necessary to say that. In the beginning of the shach, he makes that point or whatever. We have to know why he says that. But without... So it doesn't fit so well in the shach. Not yet explaining the shach, but at least maybe in the end of the shach, we're saying the svara that she wants to come in with, she wants to be believed. Say, wait a second, you're going in the haitzi. She said, well, I got a chazaka. Ein Isha Me'iza. She said, yeah, but I got a chazaka against you. No mukin isha nafshe. So then she says, okay, I got a migui. Migui haitzi lo amrinen. Because migui has a key, we said, even though migui might be stronger than a chazaka, and a chazaka can be mitzi, the Gemara has some reason had in a boy that migui is stronger than a chazaka. The Gemara has a boy that migui can be stronger than a chazaka, even though we know migui is in our reading, and chazaka can be mitzi. So we explained that. I know it was, I think you, I don't think you were on there for that, but we explained that there's, even though migui can be stronger than chazaka, but it could be, it can't be mitzi. The mitzi is like, we call that Achilles heel of the migui. The migui has some weakness, it can't be mitzi.
And Tysus would hold that the migui fights Eina the Mamid, leaving her.
No. Tysus holds, right, Tysus doesn't bring in all these chazakas. So Tysus would say, or I don't know, Tysus would say that the we see that by Tavis just saying, I don't know what Tavis holds. Tavis just says,
what can we just say?
She can be mitzi. So, and the only difference, Acher Shloshim, is there's a chazaka, but she has a migu against that chazaka. So why? So it should be the same as Tok Shloshim.
Why don't we just say straight Tavis and hold that the migu would beat Eina the Maimid, because migu is better than chazaka. And then she's left with Eina de Meis, so she wins.
Right, okay, right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the machlek is in Klolim of who fights who, Migu first?
Yes, okay, fine, could be. But the But the Shach would be saying, right? And I don't know.
Rebbe, where's the Shach saying this? Where's the Shach saying this?
Oh, that was my kasha.
The Shach at the end says.
What words? What words?
I'm not sure. He says, on the top of the second page. Though I said a man is Emishim Chazak Nishim Eiza, Hakinami ain't a man is, and a Mikah Chazak Nishim Eiza. You need the Chazak Nishim Eiza. He'll go to Akhenud, Diganami Chazak of the Muki in a Shanafshe, the Uke Chazak, Lade Chazak. Uke Mildas, okay. Maybe other than Kova. Ah, what about the Migui? That was Tavis's whole kasha. Tavis, he says, Uge Chazaka Baad de Chazaka. But Tavis's whole kasha was you have a Migui. The Shach doesn't seem to answer the question. He says, Uge Chazaka Baad de Chazaka. But Tavis's kasha was that there's a Migui here. So granted, Uge Chazaka Baad de Chazaka, but what happened to the Migui?
What is the Shach?
That if you're going to use the Migui alone, the Migui is a Haitzi, because that's obvious.
Tavis doesn't agree to that.
Well, yeah, even Tavis doesn't agree to that. Tavis, right, thought that you're using the yeah, that's right. Tavis was using, right, I don't know, it could be. Yes,
what is the Teda of the Shach? What is the Teda proving?
I don't know. I have to admit. I'm saying we have to go through the three steps of the Shach. It's not so easy. But we're just trying to explain the very end. He's making Teda. He's bringing in that there's a Chazaka Eini Shemiiza. Apparently, before he got to the Teda, he didn't know that. He just
how did he understand the
Migul? Even when she says Lo Nivalti.
What
his point is to prove that it's needed even when the woman is saying Lo Nivalti, she any demonos is mikoyach any
shamezes. Right. And it,
how did, how that if you didn't understand it, how did you understand
that? So beforehand, I don't know what he was doing before. So I don't know. But so I'm saying, but once he brings that in, so then
don't you think that should have been a remes
like Chazaka, Bahade Chazaka.
The Shach should have like been Miramas with a Gematria or something about Migul Lahaitzi in this whole Shach.
It seems like Iker Chasam and a Sefer.
Oh, then that was maybe that's like what he said. That's Bashet. That you can't use a Migui to be Maitzi. Yeah, that we know. That's like one of the most elementary things. The whole Tavis' Kasha was Tavis, listen, obviously, Tavis looked at the Gemara there. Obviously, you could be Maitzi because Tok Shloshim, you're going to be Maitzi. Why? I don't know why. It happens to be the truth is because Chazak ain't Isha Me'iza. But she obviously told Shloshim has the way to be Maitzi. And then there's no Migui there. It's told Shloshim she can be Maitzi. So what happens after Shloshim? There's a Chazaka. Sometimes it says, so cancel out that Chazaka with a Migui and then go back to whatever you had told Shloshim. That's Tavis's Kasha. And for the Shach, that you know, that Tavis. You know why Tok Shloshim your Nemed we might see? That's because of the Chazaka. When you bring in the Chazaka of the Muki Inish, the two Chazakas cancel out. Edomai Migui can't be might see. Right. So that's
Rebbe saying that Tok Shloshim, if there was no Chazaka of Ain Isha Meiza, or Yevamis, whatever that is, that she would not be Nemo with the Migui?
That's what the Shach said. That's not me. That's the Shach says that. There is no Migui, Tok Shloshim. And she's Nemo only because Chazaka ain't Isha Meiza.
Why doesn't she have a Migui? Why doesn't she? I'm sorry.
There's no Migui, Tok Shloshim.
Why
what
not?
Migui? What Migui?
Because you could have said any Yachol.
No, any Yachol is no better than Tok Shloshim. What was no better?
It's not that there isn't. We don't need it. It's not
need it. Okay.
Let's say there was no Chazaka. Would she be able to say Loi Nivalti with a Migui because of any Yachol? According to Rebbe, no.
Same Chazaka that says that she's believed to say no Nivalti and no Yachol, you have the same Chazaka when she says no Nivalti. It's exactly the same thing. It's almost silly to use a Migui. The reason why no Nivalti and any Yachol is there, you have a Chazaka, and that same Chazaka is an a Yachol and no Nivalti. You wouldn't call that a Migui. It's It's the same chazaka. I don't know. You want to call it amigo, but you don't need amigo. It's the same thing. It's the same taina. She's not because ain't shamiza. Okay, anyway, I don't know. That's what I would have said at the end. That the question would still be that it doesn't help for the beginning. Doesn't help for the beginning of the shach. So, okay. Anyway, I think I'm going to stop. I don't know if we should continue or not.